Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
It's common knowledge that no matter where you are, what you do, time passes smoothly and steadily for everybody. However, I have an impression that in the Afera studio, the space-time is somehow distorted because it's March again and yet another St. Patrick's Day to talk about. But how much can you touch upon the same topic like that, like the life of the saint or liters of beer drunk on this day? Well, that's why today I will take you far from our continent to India, where this year, on March the 13th, a Hindu Spring Festival is celebrated. Or actually, it was celebrated yesterday. This celebration is called Holi. In other words, it is the Festival of Colors. It is the symbol of the victory of good over evil. It announces the arrival of spring, the end of winter time. It is also a kind of Thanksgiving day for some excellent harvest, a festive day to meet your friends and, well, people in general. And it's also the day to have fun, laugh, and also to forget and forgive, or sometimes even repair some broken relationships. The day is celebrated on the day of the full moon. Well, forgive me not mentioning the names of the days in the Hindu calendar. Anyway, it is one of the most cheerful cultural events ever, because without any reason, you can throw colored water at friends or even strangers, or if not water, then any washable, natural, plant-derived colors. Everyone, with no exception, smears their faces. Well, it's like food or water fighting, but this time you use colors. So, can you imagine how colorful the city looks like in the afternoon, with such colorful people walking around, having fun and indulging themselves in the local mouth-watering sweets, well, and other traditional dishes? Just marvelous. The day after, certainly, the whole mess is cleaned up, people wash themselves and dress up in freshly washed clothes, and in the evening they visit each other and exchange sweets. Isn't it the best way to forgive the bad deeds and have a new, fresh start? However, coming back to our continent, nowadays we can also observe more and more holy-inspired events even in Poland. For example, in Poznań, somewhere in the middle of May, the Color Run will take place. It's like a short-distance running competition for whole families, and while covering the distance, colorful powder is thrown onto the runners. Of course, the main goal is to promote healthy lifestyle and have fun, but there is also a deeper background to it. Namely, this kind of run is an international initiative that cooperates with numerous charity organizations and collects money for those organizations. Until now, this organization raised about $3 million for pure charity purposes. So, if you want to see whether you look good, let's say with the orange or yellow color on your face, you can either wait 1 year and then go to India to celebrate the Holi festival, or you can simply join the fun and run in the Color Run competition.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.